Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
My house in 1985 for three nickels and a pickle.
Right. So it's,
you know, and I'm a librarian.
You would rent things out of here.
What the fuck? What's a library say?
Yes.
Oh fuck. 10 we got seconds it. Left.
I got it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I knew I was the best.
From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you back. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, and welcome to spring. It's going into summer. It's pale ass leg season. It's hoochie daddy shorts season.
Dude, if I were to like pull up my shorts, it'd be like a light show.
Look at this mother. Look at this shit right now.
I would
now.
Blind everybody.
I blind everybody. Look at that. You see that?
It's a good thing I got these shades on.
That's one pale fucking leg.
I'm feeling like a really cool guy today.
We are both feeling like really cool guys today. I'm slightly hungover, but...
Oh, did you drink last night?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were together.
You were there.
Yeah, I was...
Did you drink last night?
Yeah, I had a few drinks.
Oh, my...
Well, no, I brought that fucking Woodford...
Dude, I've reached that point in my life where I just don't drink alcohol that much anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't. Like, and it's not even like I need to, like I feel like I need to. I just stopped.
I just feel
like, I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel weird about it. Like, I feel like almost nervous to get drunk now because I'm like, I have so much to do. I'm like, I have so many things to worry about. If I wake up like hungover and I can't do anything, it's just setting myself
back. Game over, like day's over.
Like right now is grind time.
Yes.
You got to get shit done.
It's the grind stages, y'all.
Yeah.
We up in that beat.
Have you felt the same way recently, Will?
24/7.
Yeah,
365, baby.
Grind that shit.
I think right now we're all kind of in like grind mode. Like we are doing shit.
Yeah, grind mode, man.
Making it happen.
I mean, dude, like, you know, me and my brother, all things considered, hopefully we just got a house.
Yeah.
Moving up in the world, dude.
Yeah,
we're making it happen, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
There you
fuck
go.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Fuck yeah.
That was some cool guy stuff right there.
About to have a household party, dog. That was some cool guy shit right there. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That was really cool.
That was pretty nice.
I just feel the coolness in the air right now.
It is. Dude, I can feel it calling in the air tonight. Brother.
All right. So I have another movie idea for you. So this is my movie idea, right? Okay, I actually had a dream about this because, like, sometimes I have fucked up dreams and then
I
wake up
in my sleep.
So I'm gonna tell you my dream and then I'm gonna tell you my movie idea because the dream obviously can't be like that. So I was on an airplane and there was like a woman next to me and like she kept giving me like weird looks. And over time, her face started like transforming. Like she was like a vampire. She had like bangs and shit. And then like I look down and on her chest, she has like a fucking like bomb strapped to her chest. I was like, how the fuck did you get that on here?
What the fuck?
But like I felt scared the whole time. And like I got up and I ran out of the airplane somehow and just like transported somewhere else. Obviously a movie that would be fucking
portaled,
ridiculous.
You know, out of there. Just.
But I'm thinking, what about like a film where someone somehow like sneaks on a bomb to a plane and one person knows about it, but he doesn't want to cause like a panic so that the person doesn't pull the pin.
He tries to like covert op it. Like,
yeah.
Without no formal training.
Right. Don't you think that'd be a good idea?
Actually, that'd be pretty sick. But he like does it. Like he's able to do it.
Yeah.
When nobody on board knew, not even like the U.S. Air Marshal or whatever.
Right. Because that'd be like, wild. Or like the person slides him a note, like if you fucking say anything, bitch, I'll blow up everyone right now.
Like he has to crawl through the blue slime shit in the toilet to get to the innards of the plane.
Oh, dude.
To like get to the hijacker or something.
Yeah.
You know?
But there would have to be some fucked. Kind of backstory. Like there would have to be like someone would have had to put person on the plane. You know?
He would have to be a dude who's literally terrified of flying. That would be like the best. Like it sets it up so perfectly. It starts out like, honey, I know you've never been on a plane before. Like he's talking to his mom or something.
Yeah.
But I swear there's nothing to be worried about. And then like the girlfriend's like, he's like telling his girl, like, yeah, I'll call you like when I get the plane, whatever. It's just like you're freaking out about nothing. Like I'll talk to you when you get there.
I don't think you can make phone calls on planes now. Like I think they have Wi-Fi.
You can get on the internet, but I don't think you can make phone calls. Because, yeah, I mean, your phone can't reach the fucker anyway.
Yeah, I wonder if you can do FaceTime. I feel like no one does FaceTime on a plane, though, just out of respect. Like, I've never seen someone do that.
I haven't seen anyone do that either. Or, you know, get on their OnlyFans.
How many times have you been on a plane?
Somebody laugh.
Wait, what?
Or get on OnlyFans, you know?
Oh, I didn't get it.
Man. Video chat on OnlyFans, man, get out of here.
Oh, it's like an airplane
OnlyFans? Like literally just yanking it. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Isn't it illegal to yank it in the airport in the plane bathroom?
Yeah, I think like you'll
isn't
get
illegal?
I think you'll get a charge and you'll be on a no fly list.
It's illegal anywhere than a brothel in your home.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting though is
but
that-
it's a bathroom.
It doesn't matter. It's a public space. It's public.
You've never jacked off in a public bathroom?
No.
I've never done that.
Somebody laugh.
No, I've never done that. Actually, you know what?
Wish I had a Cricut bucket button right now.
Dude.
All right, that's another one to add to it. We've been adding effects to the list, trying to be a little bit sporadic.
I feel like if I ever did that, I would have like a panic attack. Like halfway through,
you couldn't even get hard.
Yeah, I'd be like, I can't do this.
But what if a sexy stewardess caught you?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, bitch, you tell me you don't want
to
join
like a certain type of film.
Bitch, you don't want to tell me you don't want to join the Mile High Club. What is this?
If it was a private plane, yeah.
Yeah, private. See, a private plane. That's an even better one. Like yanking it on a private plane bathroom. It's your plane.
Your premise was that it was a public.
Why would you do it in the bathroom then?
Airbus, right? Like a 747.
Well, because there's probably other people on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like at first I was talking about like a public 747 from like Spirit Airlines or whatever.
Hell no.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. You'd probably see that on Spirit Airlines.
That's probably the most likely airline.
Yeah, Spirit Airlines. Yeah, you'd definitely get people yanking it in the bathroom.
When I flew to Italy, there was like an old lady next to me and she like owned a home down there. And she was like, Italy is awful. It's so bad down
bitch,
there.
Bitch, why
and
are I was you like, going back?
But I'm like, you're ruining my vacation. Like, please stop.
Bitch, get the... See, that's what pissed me off about old rich people. They've always had it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They had old money like that. So they just like, oh, I live in Italy. I have a house in the United States as well. I only go to Italy to get wine. Like, you know what I mean?
Dude, wine is cheaper than water there. You know what, though?
I paid 11 Rothberries for my home.
I kind of want to backtrack here. What's something weird that you can do in public that isn't illegal? The first thing that comes to mind is you can be soaking wet. No matter, like
and
anywhere.
Nobody can question you.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm just fucking soaked right now.
Yeah, it could just rain.
Just wet as fuck,
yeah,
baby.
Well, like, even if it was, like, a sunny day and you just, like, pull up somewhere, just, like, it's completely soaked.
I ain't gonna lie. That's, like, the worst feeling in the world, though. Like, walking around soaking wet. I remember one time I went to Kings Island and they have that whitewater rafting ride. You know what I'm talking about? That, like, it's, like, intended to get you wet as fuck.
Whitewater Canyon.
That's what she said. Whitewater Canyon, baby. But I remember one time I was like, this was at the era that people were wearing button ups and cargo shorts. You know what I'm saying? Like that was the style. 2004, five, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, you had the fight in and all that shit. Who remembers fight ins?
I don't remember.
Like that little, it was supposed to be like some electromagnet bullshit, but it was just.
Yeah, we wore it in baseball.
Yeah, it was like some, like they said it like helped you or something, but it was nothing.
It was like, supposed to be for like balance.
Yeah, it was a nothing. It was a nothing product.
It was
and I totally had one.
Just something to look cool.
Basically.
Like, yeah, I got balance,
you
know? Bro.
It's so you can justify to your parents a $45 necklace.
What a flex.
What a flex, dude.
Remember those like copper bracelets that was supposed to like do something like magic?
That was the same thing. Like the balance thing.
Oh, I didn't know it was for balance.
Dude, if they sell those at Kings Island, they do nothing. Okay? They do nothing. If they're sold at a gift shop in New York City or any other major city, they do nothing.
We should do an Eagle Boys trip to fucking Kings Island. But we have to get the Fast Pass lane.
Yeah.
Because, okay, if you do Fast Pass, it's like half the amount of time. Then like going, because if you wait in like a regular line,
yeah,
you're next to like a bunch of teenagers that are like trying to make out. And yeah. It's like an hour and a half to ride the fucking beast.
Dude, kids do debaucherous shit at Kings Island for no reason.
Oh, I've seen public. Some shit. I've
but
some
I, did,
shit.
I didn't finish what I was saying. So I was going on Whitewater Canyon, got soaked as fuck. I'm not kidding. My family and I were there for another like 5 hours.
Really?
Like easily 3 to 5 hours. And I was soaking wet the entire day. That was like one of the first things we did. And I couldn't explain why that was our choice. Because we were all just soaking wet, just walking around Kings Island all day.
I feel a little weird going out in public with my shirt off now because I have so many tattoos. I'm like, everyone thinks I'm a gang member.
Isn't that what you get tattoos to do, though?
Yeah, I guess. Like I wanted to look like a gang member when I was 20, but now I'm like...
Gang shit.
I'm like, I'm a scientist now. Like, it doesn't really fit the bill.
You're at the gym, okay. And you just have a tank on, and you see all the tats, and then a girl comes up, so what do you do? What do you do? Oh, yeah, I'm a scientist.
No one even believes me. Like,
I'm a scientist.
Like,
the fuck?
Some people, like don't even believe that I have, like, a degree in chemistry and shit. Mostly women, but... Yeah, like I'll tell
that's fine.
I'll tell people that, and they're like, "Oh, really?" I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah,
yeah." I fuck with chemicals.
See, mine makes sense. I feel like marketing. Why do I feel like that makes sense?
You do look like a marketing dude.
If I told somebody that I was a mechanical engineer, they'd be like, "Fuck you, you're lying."
Yeah, it's kind of weird how you kind of have a look for like what you do.
Yes,
you know.
Yes,
except for me.
Yeah,
and it's kind of weird how like. People buy cars that kind of resemble them.
Resemble what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have a fucking Challenger. You probably remember
I knew
that.
About that. Yeah.
And I feel like that car really fit me.
For a while there, it did. Yeah.
Yeah. But now I have a shitty ass Honda.
Dude, I remember I drove a Charger one time and I love that motherfucker, dude.
Dude.
That shit was so sick.
Dodge makes some really cool cars. It's a hit or miss with like when they break down though.
Yeah, you know,
like my Challenger had a bunch of issues. Like when I tried to shift it, it would like get stuck. Like it would like not want to go in gear. And luckily I had a warranty, but it just had like weird issues like that.
I feel you.
Yeah. But
we stick with Chevy in the family just because we get a GM discount for like the rest of our lives, I think.
How?
Grandpa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he something military related. He like worked in the factory or whatever.
Is it like 10% off or something?
Yeah, 10%.
That's pretty good.
It's really good.
Pretty sick.
I mean,
I'm not gonna lie.
You're talking thousands of dollars at that point.
Yeah, that's why we like stick with Chevy pretty much all the time.
There's actually coupons you can get for like $500 off. Cause like when I bought my Challenger, I had like four of those coupons. I got like $2,000 off of my car.
Yeah.
So that was pretty sick.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, some real cool guy stuff.
I love my tracks, dude. They used to be uglier than fuck. Do you remember that? Like the year before my model, like mine's a 2025, looks sick as fuck. But dude, the one before wouldn't catch me dead in that motherfucker. That thing was ugly.
Yeah, one of my friends has one of those. They're so ugly.
They're ugly as fuck, dude. They look like a literal dung beetle.
Wait, which car?
The Chevy Trax, like the Trax before.
Oh, yeah.
Pull that up real quick. I got to show them real quick.
What year do you
2024, want? I think it was. That was the last. Because, like, mine's the, like, brand new, like, edition of it.
Will you put up the, or pull up
Or
the,
no, 2025 then. Yeah, or 2023 or whatever.
Let's see here.
I think that's when it was ugly. Let me see it. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the 5. I'm sorry.
There's a 22 right there. Yeah,
this is the same.
Yeah, the 22. Yeah, right there. Ugly as fuck, they just dude. Look at round. That thing.
They look very round.
They do. You want to know something crazy?
Someone's purchasing this right now.
$18,000.
That is stupid. Yeah. Well, okay, for 18 grand, I get it.
Cut that.
It's okay. I was only going to get the picture anyways.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Do you want to watch our first video?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Speaking of cool guys, I think in honor of all cool guys, I think we should play
cool stuff.
This guy
slick stuff.
Yeah, this guy's really cool.
Is this? Oh God, don't tell me. No, is that chocolate?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Milk. Yes. And you know what he's about to do.
Don't forget the sound.
Oh, yeah. You guys want to know something? All right. Are you guys sick and tired drinking chocolate milk every time you guys go into the school or gas station or court, make chocolate milk every time you make it? And you guys want something new from this product right here? Now, let me tell you something. What would happen if Mountain Dew created their own chocolate milk so that way it tastes like your favorite drink right here, Mountain Dew, and also with good sweetness of chocolate.
Okay, I can't follow anything this guy is saying. If he drinks that, it's over. It's over. No. No!
He immediately drinks it.
I would blow chunks, dude, immediately.
Chocolate, dude, y'all.
3.1 out of 10.
He said, this is not the one right here.
And shut the whole fucking thing.
He had a whole, monologue about
dude,
it.
Dude, he could have just, it ain't that good. No. Hate it.
Dude, he's got to be taking a massive brown.
Dude, he's going to be... He'll shit his intestines out.
Yeah, that just fucks your entire system up.
Yeah, your body's not going to know what to do.
Chocolate milk and Mountain Dew.
Ugh.
Have a fucking aneurysm if you're drinking that.
It's a bad look for Texans fans.
Dude, too. I even just I think about this. Dude, if I have a glass of milk or something, I will consciously not drink soda for at least 2 or 3 hours.
Really?
Or something carbonated for at least 2 to 3 hours.
I can't drink carbonated things the same night that I drink a box of chocolate milk.
Usually that's not the case. Usually that's the case too, where I'm just no, I don't even want.
This is kind of weird, but I can't drink carbonated drinks and pizza at the same time.
That's weird.
It burns my mouth.
That's weird. I'm not going to lie. That is extremely strange.
Is that some pussy shit?
That is the softest shit I think I've ever heard of.
Dude, I'm supposed to be a cool guy right now. And
you're supposed to be the coolest guy ever right now. It's cool guy time.
You're kind of fucking my shit up right now.
Man.
You're the one that brought it up.
You did it to yourself.
All right. Let me dial in real quick.
Dial it in. Somebody laugh. Fuck.
Yeah, we got to get this.
We got to dial it in. We're cool guys again.
All right, let's go to our next cool guy here.
Cool guy. Do we have a lot of cool guys?
Yep, Dan.
Is that the name of the episode, Cool Guy Time?
This guy, Dan Pena, I think is his name.
Go ahead and play.
You understand me? Don't piss me off. You're in no position to piss me off.
Sensitivity equals motherfucking poverty. You know why I have a sore back? 25 years of carrying you fat asses across the goal line.
Yeah.
Responsibility, you fucking weenie cunts, for the first time in your fucking lives. Are you proud of where the fuck you are? You have no social skills. You have no interpersonal skills. You have no verbal skills. You're fucked. You want your kids and grandkids to come fucked up like you? So don't bullshit yourself. Some of you should have rolled down the inside of your fat mama's leg. You can't tell the kids the truth. You gotta take the fucking dream away from them. You gotta fuck up their life forever, don't you? Just like they fucked your life up, don't you? You fucking retards. The largest deal in recorded history. The $500 billion deal. Neon.
Pause it. Can you imagine paying $500,000 or whatever to go to this guy's seminar and he calls you a bunch of fucking retards.
He's a real, real cool guy.
That's a real cool guy right there. Look at those glasses, dude.
Look at those glasses. He's locked in.
He's locked the fuck in, dude.
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
You're fucked.
Do you want your kids to be as fucked up as you are?
Quick enough. You gotta take the fucking dream away from them. You gotta fuck up their life forever, don't you? Just like they fucked your life up, don't you? Fucking retards.
He's literally telling them, fuck your kids' lives up. That's the incarnate, like, corporate version of, man, fuck them kids, bro.
I think he's saying, don't do that.
He's literally saying, fuck them kids, bro.
No, I think he's saying, like you're so stupid that you have to do that to your kids.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's saying, are you being like, fuck them kids, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the corporate way of saying it.
I mean, honestly, he's kind of speaking the truth.
He's kind of spitting facts.
But he's just saying it in a really mean way.
But that's what, dude, you have to say it like that nowadays.
Really mean, but really cool.
Like, you gotta be mean to get people to listen.
I think, I don't know if he's alive still. Can we look up if he's alive?
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, he has a bunch of videos like that. If you're having a bad day and you just
want a little pick me up of him calling you a retard.
If you need some positive reinforcement.
Some positive reinforcement.
Yeah, he's alive.
Is he really?
How old is he? 79.
79.
Yeah, he was born in 1945.
Yeah, you know what he was?
A cool guy.
Yeah, he was.
He
was a World War II ender, baby.
Yeah, so he's a boomer.
We need to get one of his books and just read excerpts out of it, because I'm sure he talks like that in his books.
I'm pretty sure right after World War II, they're called the baby boomers because people started having so many kids.
Yeah, because after everyone got back from war, everyone was pussy hungry.
Which is crazy, dude. The baby boomers, they bought their fucking house for like a nickel and a pickle.
I bought my house in 1985 for 3 nickels and a pickle.
Right. So it's,
you know, and I'm a librarian.
And I feel like the older generations are like, oh, like you guys are weak. You need to pick yourself up by the bootstraps.
Dude, no.
But it's so different now, dude.
It's so different
like,
now.
We make more money than they used to, like dollar amount. But in comparison to inflation, we make a lot less.
I remember the scene in Futurama where like they were trying to wake up the professor and they were like, Bender was like, I'll shock him awake. Things cost more than it used to. Kids use curse words. Like, he just starts screaming that shit to him. Things cost more than they used to.
Life without dreams is like a bird with broken wings. It can't fly.
Facts.
Yeah, this dude's actually pretty smart.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
This guy's got my vote.
He's like Mr. Rogers, but like fucking for adults.
Dan Pina for president? Question mark.
Dude, he wouldn't make it.
No.
Yeah. And no one would vote for him.
He'd get the Hispanic vote.
Rand Paul is ugly.
Dude, it's too bad that fucking Kanye West didn't get voted in. The ultimate cool
guy. Could you imagine if that actually happened?
That's the Fourth Reich.
Like, dude, the Fourth Reich would take over.
We
would
have never seen it coming.
Dude, he would literally conquer a country and then after a FaceTime video with his daughter, just be like, we're cutting all that. We're going to return back to normal. Troops, you can return. Any debaucherous shit you've done, don't talk about it. But yeah, just we're calling it quits. Okay, That whole anti-Semite shit, we're done with it.
Did you see Donald Trump like looking like he was going to pass out at his birthday thing?
Yeah, I did see that.
I think he's just getting old, dude.
There was also a video of him following up his stairs to Air Force One.
Yeah, I think he's just getting really old, man. Like, I think he's kind of reached his limit. I mean, after all the shit that they threw at him, fucking 31. So do you know how he got 31 felonies? It's 31 payments. So it all had to do with like Stormy Daniels.
They were individual payments that he did to Stormy Daniels.
Well, okay. They were trying to say that it was so.
It was hush money.
He gave the money to Michael Cohen, right? And that's what he said that he did. But Michael Cohen went ahead and gave the payments to Stormy Daniels. And they were trying to prove that in court and say that it was like, it was malpractice or not malpractice, but like he lied about what he was spending or. He was using campaign funds to make the payments or something like that. And they were saying that
embezzlement.
I don't know what embezzlement means.
Never charged. never substantiated.
Yeah, yes. like he was never. Wait, was he found not guilty?
Yeah, he's never charged.
Oh, mm-hmm. but he was convicted, and then I think he also has
convicted but never charged.
He has like an essay charge as well, and that
I think that's the Stormy Daniels thing.
I know it's with someone else, and he has to pay her $5 million. Like he was found like a civil lawsuit. I think he has to actually pay her for that. And there's a bunch of people saying that he was like, so that's not a good look. That's something that people don't talk about.
Oh, look. That was the E. Jean Carroll thing.
Yeah, he did have to pay her $5 million.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's paid her yet, but I did see that.
He just lost a bid for appeal, so it looks like.
Yeah, he is going to have to pay her.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but
$5 million.
I don't think it ever actually happened.
You don't think it actually happened?
No, I think she's a gold digger.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
But it's like, how do you actually, like without looking...
Somebody laugh.
Without looking at all of the evidence and like looking at the case, how do you really know? Like we don't really know if it happened or not without looking at the case and making our own judgment.
That, yeah, I mean, that's really where I land with it.
And I wonder this too. If you're in a civil lawsuit, do you like is there a jury that like... decides, or is it just up to the judge?
That's a jury trial.
Yeah, if it's high enough, it's a jury trial.
Really?
Yeah.
A civil suit is usually just between two people.
Right.
What some cases have just a mediator, which is mm-hmm. a judge, a third party judge who sits in and decides.
Yeah.
But most of the time, with it's that high level, it's got a jury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't look, but it's like no one even like cares. Like no one is like worried about it. I feel like,
I mean, it's definitely been talked about. I mean, I personally hear about just the shit he's done every single day. I mean, that's just nothing new to anybody.
Yeah, kind of just it's like the algorithm wants you to be upset all the time.
Exactly. It just wants you to be mad. It's rage bait. That's all it is, you know.
Yeah,
honestly, I've been falling victim to rage bait from like thirst traps and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think that is just like, that eats away at your soul a little bit.
My algorithm always shows me like girls with like really big butts, like crazy
for
big
like
butts.
No reason. And
I click on every single one of them just to see. I don't go through the account, I promise, because like I don't, like I purposely like try not to fall into, you know, like a thirst trap. But I click on the account just to see if there's one account that has less than, you know, 10,000 followers. They all have like 200,000.
Oh, of course.
I'm like, how do all these women with large behinds have hundreds of thousands of followers?
You just
every
answered
single one
your
of
own
them.
Question.
But like, I don't follow them, you know?
Yeah, but like, we are not those types of men. But I mean,
there's hundreds of thousands of men that just follow
that
every
just,
single
dude,
account.
They're just gooning every day, bro.
But there's definitely like a lot of bots though, too.
Well, that is another thing, but also there's a lot of fake accounts that are by real people because they don't want people to know that they follow these accounts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that as well.
Also, never pay for an OnlyFans, by the way, and I'm going to tell you why. 9 times out of 10, if you look up on Google their name and OnlyFans leak, you'll find it free completely. Swear to God.
Really?
Swear to God. Half the time, if you do that,
I've never
swear to God,
you'll
OnlyFans, find
it
anywhere.
But like the
never.
If you get on
life.
Like a dating app nowadays, like the amount of times that like someone will like offer you nudes or like follow my like OnlyFans account, it's like 1 in 10.
Dude, honestly, that's why I stopped using some dating apps too. I'm still using a couple of them, but mm-hmm. like you'll match with somebody. And then like 2 seconds later, they'll be like talking to you or whatever and like actually start a conversation. And then as soon as they send you the OnlyFans link, I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Like
it's just a bad look.
It's a bad look.
But
man.
I wonder how many like if you ask enough people, like eventually like you'll get a hit.
I would imagine.
Right. It's like asking a bunch of girls for their numbers. Like eventually, like if you do that, eventually like you're going to get a couple of them, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, it's just a strange tactic.
Yeah. And they hoes.
Ho's gonna be ho.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it's just a nice person, you know. Maybe they.
I mean, that's really cool guy stuff doing OnlyFans shit. You
that
know what
is
I mean?
Really cool guy stuff.
That's
dude.
Gooner cool guy stuff.
All the men out there, don't give them OnlyFans hoes money.
Don't give them money, dude.
They're still going to.
Speaking
some of
them
make $70 million a year.
I was just about to say. Speaking of that, You guys ever heard of course you've heard of Sophie Rain. Shout out to, Tony Shirk.
She made $71 million.
But do you know about Bonnie Blue also? Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
She's the girl that fucked like 1,000 dudes in one day.
Apparently she's going for 2,000.
Yeah. But Sophie Rain started throwing shade at Bonnie Blue, going like, I made $70 million and I didn't have to fuck 1,000 guys. I'm like, bitch, you probably fucked like 8,000. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's all like, a charade though. Like they're just trying to make more money. Like it's the drama brings like
publicity. Drama brings attention. It does.
You think they're collaborating?
That'd be hilarious if they did.
Yeah, that was like,
no,
like
actually,
makeup.
You know what's actually hilarious that you say that?
We need to see the DMs.
We do need to see the DMs. They're collaborating.
You guys are gooning right now. Oh my
Gooning, God. Brother.
I'm calling them hoes out.
Freaking calling Jeez. Them out. No, here's the funny thing about that is that I'm sure if this was a setup, they're like, all right, we're going to act like we hate each other for like 3 months and then do a video together. Everybody and their mom is going to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to fuck each other on OnlyFans.
Yeah, and everybody and their mom is going to buy it.
$100 pay-per-view.
I'm not going to buy it.
I was listening to a podcast with Bonnie Blue.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Mom is her fucking manager.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine?
No.
Yeah, my mom would. I don't know.
Dude,
what she
would
do.
My mom would disown me.
My mom would disown
disowned me. Immediately.
My mom wouldn't disown me. She just probably would be like,
why?
Yeah, she'd like, be like, what are you doing?
Why?
If I had one sex tape come out, I would get disowned.
Yeah.
I have actually consciously never recorded me doing that.
Same.
Because even if it was on, like, let's say we put it on like one of these camcorders or something, no way it's connected to the internet whatsoever. Even then, I'm still like, dude, somebody's going to hack it remotely and fucking post that shit.
Oh my
like God. Fucking, like an ex is going to get a hold of it or something. You know what I mean? Everyone's got to see my mediocre dicking.
So wait, Drew has,
somebody laugh.
Drew hasn't answered.
What?
So me and Nick have never recorded it.
Have you?
Oh no.
Okay.
Well,
I'm too much of a cool guy for that.
Well, the thing is, I have so many tattoos, I would be instantly
recognizable.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it would just be instant.
Like the Johnny Sins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically. Pretty much. Yeah.
But like my tattoos are very like what's like I don't have like basic tattoos. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't have I don't have like a Chinese
that
symbol.
That snake
says
on
dragon.
Your back would give you away so hard.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I look like a fucking Satan worshiper.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's some cool guy stuff right
that
there.
That's kind of cool though.
Some cool guy stuff.
I'm gonna start speaking in tongues.
I mean, that would be the video.
Is that cool guy stuff?
Yeah.
Is talking in tongues cool guy stuff? I guess like eating a girl out talking in tongues is cool guy stuff.
If it's a porno, maybe.
It might be cool guy stuff.
Oh, do you guys want to play a game real quick?
I'm down.
Okay. So this is the way that the game is played.
Okay.
There's a prompt, and the prompt will be, what would a dragon say? Right? And then I would ask Nick questions like, I breathe fire. I would eat every person in a village.
Yeah, celebrity.
I fly.
So you're trying to get him to guess.
What would a blank say?
Right. So Will, I don't know. I guess we can use ChatGPT. Type in, give me some Jeopardy prompts. What would a what say?
I thought you had these on deck.
I only had two of them. I already showed you what they are.
Oh my God.
It would take a second. We can get 20. Wait. Nick, you can't see this.
He's looking at it. Close your eyes, Nick.
Yeah. Don't cheat.
Do you want me to just do whatever?
Yeah. What would or type in Jeopardy.
Oh, okay.
Type in give me Jeopardy prompts. Like what would a what say? Or like what would a jaguar say?
It'll probably just give you prompts of like, what would a cat say?
Don't look, Nick.
I'm looking at the beautiful Vegeta
cereal
box.
No, it's not. Type in, give me 10 prompts that are like, what would a hippo say? Don't look.
Motherfucker.
Why is it giving you the same fucking one?
Yeah, this is gay. What is this?
This is pretty gay. I'm not going to lie.
This is a gay segment.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Our cool guy status might be revoked.
We might be losing our cool guy status over here.
Okay. I'm just going to think of a few of them. And I'm
what does the fox say?
If you want to pull up a timer on your phone, maybe.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Already there.
Let me know when you got a minute and then when you start.
Yeah, he said he was already ready.
I'm already ready.
Okay. are you ready?
No. I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Okay. All right. I would have a lot of people in me.
what does a porn star say?
No. Okay. I would have a family in me, maybe.
what does a swinger say?
No. It's not sexual. you would buy me my market value.
What does a house say?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Next one. 30 seconds.
Okay. I plant things.
What does a gardener say?
Yes.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Okay. I have a mane. I live.
What
in
does
Africa.
A lion say?
Yes.
Yep. Good.
Okay.
Good.
I would study in here. You would rent things out of here.
What the fuck? What's a library say?
Yes. Oh fuck. 10 we got
seconds
it.
Left.
I got it.
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah! I knew I was the best.
See, that was kind of fun.
I knew I was
it?
The shit. Yeah. I knew I was. What does a swinger say? Fuck, I don't know.
Your mind's on the gutter, bro.
Hey, daddy, give me that cock. Yeah. That's what a swinger says.
Yeah. See, that was fun.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, by the way.
Yeah.
Drew.
Wait, what?
Somebody laugh.
Sorry.
Father of the year.
I'm going to be a great father one day, I can tell.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was a lot of fun. Anyway, I guess we got another video here.
Yeah, we got plenty of more videos.
This is a cool girl. This
is a cool girl. All right. Getting some cool girls in here.
All right. Here we go.
Silicone tail. Hey, listen, I know that it might not be your intention, but that comment's a bit dismissive. I worked really hard to save up money for this tail and train for it. It wasn't just luck. Oh,
stop.
I didn't think of it that way.
Stop.
I was giddy when I saw pictures of your tail. You know what? I'll delete my comment on your Instagram post in a couple of minutes. No hard feelings. Not every conversation in the mermaid community
shut
needs
up.
To end in a fight.
Shut up.
Please respect people's boundaries
shut
and
up.
Feelings.
Shut up.
Hey, if
shut up.
If you see a mermaid, don't be mean to them. That's not a cool person thing to do.
That's funny because I didn't think mermaids exist because they don't.
There's actually a whole community.
There's a community of
there's,
this.
There's a mer community.
Can we call it a mental mermental disorder?
Yeah, I guess.
A mental disorder?
But yeah, so I was thinking we switch from Eagle Boys to Mermaid Boys. We join the community, respect their rules, don't make fun of their tails. And I'm thinking we can get in here. What do you guys think?
Hard pitch. All right. I want you to hear me out. Hard pitch.
Hard.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Respectfully, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck no.
I thought you were going to have something.
Respectfully, of course.
I thought you were going to have something to add here.
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't. Okay. If there was some of these tails cost thousands of dollars.
But dude, okay. All right. Let me be clear.
Yeah.
Let me be very clear about this.
You could swim with it.
The average person. Okay, the comment was, you're so lucky to have a tail, right? First of all, who the fuck is wishing people luck to have tails?
Wait, no, I don't think that was. Can you go to the very beginning? You don't have to play it. Just go to the beginning so we can see the prompt or the question.
A silicone tail.
You're so lucky to have a silicone tail. What part of that is lucky?
Why is that a bad thing to say?
That's what I'm getting at. Why is that a bad thing to say?
Because she was saying she got it through hard work and perseverance.
Yes, but dude,
Oh.
It's just like somebody saying, you're so lucky you got a new car. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It takes a lot of hard work. They don't mean.
No, it's not. A car is so much better than a tail.
But you get what I'm trying to say. You say you're so lucky you got a new car. You're not saying that to be like malicious, like, oh, you're lucky as fuck. Like, fuck you.
Like, you're so
you got
lucky.
It out of luck. No, you're just saying, I am envious of you that you have this.
Hey, Drew, what was your take on furries?
Really.
Hunting season?
Really cool guys. And I think we should try being furries for like a day.
Because this is.
I wonder if she's ever been caught outside, like on a rock, like singing ships to their death. Dude, somebody laugh.
I guarantee she does not have a good voice.
I'm pretty sure mermaids like try to look hot and then they drag you down under the water and kill you.
You remember Family Guy? Mermaids don't have pussies.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry.
Why couldn't it have been the fish part on the top and the woman part on the bottom?
Dude, what a monstrosity that would be. And there's some guys that would do it.
I would wish to make love to you. Remember when it was a merman?
Yeah.
But it was the opposite. Well, yeah, but then I wouldn't have a penis. I know, but see, put a huge hole in your logic there.
Maybe I feel like you owe me something.
Maybe I feel like you owe me a little. Maybe I feel like you owe me a little.
We got one more video here. Nick, I really think you're going to like this one.
Is it a cool dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To join us, cool dudes.
This is a cool dude.
We're pretty cool dudes. And this guy seems like a pretty cool dude.
Well, that's exactly right. What we've done is we've taken the 360, we've added a DSP, and then we've...
It was so violent out of nowhere.
It's because he was really trying to hold it in.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Father knows about saving money.
Sorry, I literally tried to.
Father, do you know about saving money?
I'm terrible at saving money.
I'm awful at it. I spend money every time I have it.
What's our time, Will?
42 minutes.
42 minutes.
We got a really cool Chinese guy right here.
Yeah, we do.
We got to look at this. Look at this Chinese boy.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm already uncomfortable.
Yes, he smells Chinese. A Chinese boy.
What the literal fuck is going on?
That I can sniff away at. This young Chinese boy flew all the way from... Wow. Nice. All the way from Sweden just to see me. Two buttons.
Dude, that guy would get hit so quickly.
Pocket flaps, functional cuffs. He is gift wrapped, this young Chinese boy. Absolutely gift wrapped in my
defense. No, you get your fucking hands off me, dog. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Oh my goodness. This is the Kung Fu Panda I was looking for. Let's open up this young Chinese boy. Just the way I open up Chinese men globally, show you.
He makes some good suits.
I'm sure he does, but at what cost?
Your dignity.
Check out the back.
Oh, every goodness. Bit of your dignity.
Down to the trousers. Nobody gift wraps Chinese boys the way I do. He is absolutely gift wrapped. Oh my goodness. Absolutely gift wrapped.
That guy is getting off to that. Can you hear that? He's hitting him with a. You know what I mean? Dude, he is literally fingering his. Oh! Right
all
now.
The way to Hong Kong for my Chinese massage. Here's the happy ending. Oh my goodness, he has glutes of fire. He's
I would hit this guy, dude. This guy would get hit.
Boy, are you happy?
Yeah. No, he's not happy. Look at that look of desperation on his face, dude. He is straight up not having a good time.
I don't know. I think he kind of likes it.
He might have liked the finger button, you know, a little bit, like, you know, when he kind of dug his hands up in there.
Yeah.
He might have liked that one a little bit, I feel like.
I could see you doing this, Nick.
When I say that guy would get literally shanked, like, I would take him out, shank him, and pay the consequences.
I wonder how much you would have to pay creative. For this. You probably have to pay him to do this to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine.
This is like one.
That's actually a good take. He probably asked for this.
This is one fabric away from being prostitution.
Nick, that's like victim blaming.
Man.
Yeah, don't victim blame. We're trying to be cool guys.
We're done. We're done. I'm out of here.
He just blamed a gay Chinese man who very much enjoyed.
He enjoyed the shit out of that. What if he didn't, though? Like, could you imagine him feeling like so uncomfortable?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, dude,
what if he did?
Could you imagine? Who's recording this?
We got a hashtag me too, this guy.
Who's recording this? Is it his wife?
Who is this guy, Drew?
So he actually does this for a lot of celebrities as well. Yeah. He did this for Tom Segura.
He smacked his ass?
Yeah, he
okay, he Tom Segura asked for that.
Yeah, he did. But he actually makes really good suits for people. He's like a
Sure he does. He's probably a great tailor.
Yeah,
he looks like a tailor.
He's like a really high-end tailor.
Oh, I thought this was like super rapey.
No.
I really thought he was just like at a fucking like men's warehouse.
He makes a bunch of these videos, something. But his suits are like thousands of dollars.
Could you imagine if you're at men's warehouse and that's what they did?
Free sexual assault for all suits.
You're like getting, you're getting your...
That's like going to like TFA or not TFA fucking what's the fucking
men's warehouse?
No, the people at the airport.
TSA?
That's like going to TSA and like asking for a cavity check.
Look, you heard that right. Free. We'll even record it and let your family rewatch it. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Oh, the suits are so fire. I wonder if he gives a discount for doing these videos. That might be true as well.
Or do you get a discount for letting him grope you?
Yeah. Well, I think that's what they
like. Is that a non-disclosure agreement after that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What if he finds out he's just gay?
I would like to know who's recording this.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What they have to say about it.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure they have had very uncomfortable moments.
I mean, they're probably getting paid for it.
More than likely.
Secret lover.
Secret tunnel.
Secret Chinese boy lover.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool guy. That's a pretty cool guy right there.
Bert Kreischer.
It's so fucked up.
That's so
Bert
fucked.
Kreischer. Bert Kirshner.
Bert Kirshner. You know what I mean?
I just think hitting the ass was a little too much. I just think hitting the ass was a little too much. Okay.
Dude, I just love that he comes in there with that big ass thing of Kool-Aid every single episode. And he's like, what you got there? Kool-Aid.
That was what made their show super popular.
It's a huge container of just red Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. I drink this every day. I drink this every day.
That's so much sugar. Oh,
that's
my God.
So much sugar, dude.
Have you seen the one where he feeds them all the death row? Last meals.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's a bad.
Have you seen that, Nick?
No, I've not actually.
All right. Can we pull this up?
Tom Segura.
No, we can't use their video. Right.
He feeds death row inmates.
No. Bert eats all of the famous
last meals. Okay, of like murderers, yeah,
like
and
John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer.
One that's of them pretty, is like KFC. I'm pretty sure.
That's a pretty cool guy. That's pretty cool guy shit right there.
Yeah. Can we do a segue real quick?
Yeah, segue. Yeah.
So,
segue.
Okay.
Segue away.
I was like learning about like Ghislaine Maxwell's family. She's like the only one.
Oh,
Ghislaine
Maxwell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And her dad was Robert Maxwell. I wrote this down.
Oh, I heard this on Rogan last
week. Yeah. Basically, like he like figured out how to profit off of universities and science. He was like the first attack on science, right? So back in the day, there was something called blue sky funding. This was in like the 50s and the 60s. And this was when like they would give funding to scientists and they were like, do whatever you want. It was like blue skies, you know, just, you know, go free. And this was when people could just like work on like anti-gravitational, you know, technology and shit. And it kind of ended in the 60s. I think I wrote down when. But so he helped end that. Basically, they were trying to get like control of like how funding like went to scientists so that they could profit off of it. So like universities to be like a full accredited like respected university, you have to have like a bunch of fucking journals that are put out by scientists so that you're like up to date on everything. Well, basically he flooded the market, his company, I forget what it's called, but he flooded the market with a bunch of journals and he made universities have to buy all of these. Well, when you make a journal, it also has to be like edited and like peer reviewed, and he instituted that. So his company did all of these services. So he was basically just banking off of universities by like making all these journals, having to have all of them edited. And that was like the first like attack on science, was because he like made it like a commodity.
And he looks like a mobster, dude.
Yeah. And that's Ghislaine Maxwell's dad.
Glizzy Maxwell.
So like this is, so anti-gravity research ended in 1973. There was something called the Mansfield Amendment, and that discontinued blue sky research at fucking universities. But yeah, it was just like crazy fucking, like they would do crazy shit, but that ended in the early 70s because of him. But yeah, Jeffrey Epstein was like kind of involved. You wonder like why
he killed himself.
Yeah, it was apparent suicide.
Oh, did he really kill himself?
Yeah, that's weird. I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, that's weird.
He was definitely assassinated.
Was he the first Epstein?
I don't know. I don't know that much about like his personal life.
It said his nude body was turned up in the Atlantic.
Oh my God. Yeah, when you start making that much money and you start fucking around with like how things are done, usually you end up dead.
Usually.
Yeah, which is usually fucking crazy. But science used to be like this whole like it was like cowboys. Like they just had free reign. They could just go out and like do crazy shit, do crazy experiments, and they had like all this funding. And they had these scientists had their like heads like held up high, and they could be like, yeah, I fucking get all this money. I can do like my own research. And now it's so like, it's like corporate environment with like science. It's very hard to get funding. Like if you're a professor at like a university, you have to apply to, it starts with an N, NID or something like that. But basically like they like have like a council, and they vote on whether or not to like give you funding. And that basically keeps your stake in like your relevance at a university. And then you fucking get like however much money, you have a bunch of students, you have a bunch of equipment.
Yeah, you were correct, Drew.
But it wasn't always like that. Like back in the day, like they had blue sky funding, and it all ended with fucking Robert Maxwell, because he's a fucking asshole.
He does sound like, so he does not sound like a cool guy.
As a scientist, I thought that was very interesting.
That is very interesting. I actually didn't know that either.
Yeah.
But I even watched the Ghislaine Maxwell and the Jeffrey Epstein documentaries. I don't remember any of that about it.
This is really interesting too. All of the people that have been on Rogan, I've been listening to like a lot of older podcasts, like Brett Weinstein. He's like a famous physicist, or not physicist. He has a degree in something else. But he speaks on you know, all that shit. But all these people know each other. Like Al Putoff, is that his name?
Hal Putoff.
They like all know each other. He knows Brett, like they're all in the same sphere. And I didn't know this. Like when Joe Rogan has guests on, all of these people already know each other. Like they already have some kind of like, it just felt a little like conspiracy.
A little bit.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. Like if you go back and listen to like earlier, you know, episodes and shit, like they mention each other. Like all of these people already, it's like they're all in their own lane and they kind of keep each other there. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty cool stuff.
Have you noticed too, like if Mark Norman goes on like Two Bears in a Cave, he'll also go on Kill Tony, and he'll also go on Rogan all in one week. Like there's like certain people that they'll, it's like they get their turn
You know what I'm saying, Will? Yeah. Have you noticed that?
Like, somebody's going through the rounds of going on podcasts. Well, I mean,
right. It's like, hey, you're a famous comic. It's your turn to make your rounds to all of these podcasts. Well, it's like they all, like they hold each other up.
In fairness, like, they're all friends.
And like, he's funny as shit.
Yeah.
Norman has known Bert, Tom, Joe, and like Ari, all those guys for like 20 years.
It's not even comics though. I can't give a specific example right now, but even someone from a different walk of life, it's like they're like chosen.
Well, it's like the OnlyFans model that we were just talking about, Bonnie Blue. Dude, when she announced that she was going to do that 1,000-man like challenge, whatever, dude, she was everywhere. She was on every single podcast you can think of.
What we need to realize is that, like the old media guard
Sensation.
It's dead.
Yeah. And CNN and Fox News.
Kill Tony, Rogan, Two Bears, like a bunch of these podcasts. Bad Friends even. It's the new media.
Yeah.
Like, but so if you're going to get something out, if you have something important to say, you have to go on those podcasts.
I really think they all like are in touch with each other and they all are like, oh, this person is like the person that everyone's going to, you know, have on for this week. And I know they have on other guests and stuff, but I have noticed, this is like my conspiracy theory. I have noticed that like certain guests, they appear on every podcast like within the same week or two. And it's very interesting. It's almost like they plan it.
Well, okay. Let me kick it to you this way. It's just like going on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they have people that set that shit up.
Right. It's like they all, like, already know each other.
And do, because they all work in the same business.
And then it makes me think people that are famous, I think they're, like, selected.
Well, also what it is agents know each other. Like,
right.
Agents for people, they know each other.
So maybe one, like I wonder how that kind of starts and, like cascades into this person just blowing up. Like, I wonder if it's one agent and he calls a bunch of agents and he's like, hey, this person is it. And they try to, you know, like,
that's get pretty much what they'll do. They'll call out agents from all over, like, as far as, like, shows and stuff go. And basically whoever says yes, they're going on.
I don't think it's everyone, though. Cause like, remember when Rogan had on the UFO dude, fucking
Bob Lazar. Yeah,
he didn't do anyone else's podcast. Like Oliver Anthony just went on Rogan.
Yeah,
he didn't do anyone else's podcast.
That's true, but he was at the Comedy Mothership, and he does like, I'm pretty sure he just knows everyone.
Yeah, because it's in Austin.
Yeah,
and Rogan owns it.
Yeah,
like of course he's gonna be at the Mothership.
But
to play live music, he's releasing an album. I mean, that does make sense. He would go on Rogan.
I wonder if it starts with you going viral and then
literally is you going viral first.
It has but I wonder if it's that or if they're like pre-selected even before they go viral.
Well, no, Joe has
an industry plan.
Joe has to find you interesting. No, I don't think it's an industry plan. I think Joe is like that guy.
What do you think we
he's
can
the guy?
What do you think we can
he
do?
He is the biggest podcast in the world.
Dude, and he's genuine. That's why everyone like respects his opinion.
My life goal is to go on Joe Rogan. It's for us to go on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
I would also want you to come as well. Like all three of us go on Rogan.
I'd be like, Joe Rogan, I'm sorry, but your tech guy is subside.
Well, we'd have it in with Jamie. Like, Jamie's from Ohio.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
He's an Ohio State guy.
Yeah, but
all right, let's just go start pandering to Ohio State people and hopefully he's there for it.
What could we do? We have to invent something, dude. We have to do something really cool to get on Joe Rogan.
Like, I mean, we're really cool guys. Isn't that enough?
No. Well, you know what? No. It is.
We're
it
really
is.
Cool guys. There's, isn't like, that enough?
One of us has to get
look at us. We're wearing
career.
Sunglasses yeah. inside. Like, we're really cool guys.
Which one of us could do stand-up comedy?
You know which one it is.
Yeah, it'd be you.
No. It'd be me.
I was gonna say,
you?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you think you could do it?
Yeah,
dude, I think you could do it.
I'm funnier than both.
Should
of
we
fuck
do
off.
A trip to Austin and all of us sign up for
Kill Tony?
Yeah,
I feel like we have to.
We would have to be like if one of us goes up, we would have to be like, hey, like I'm horrible, but I came here with my friend and he's really funny.
Eagle boys bet like $10,000 on who can.
Oh, geez.
Get on Kill Tony.
I don't have $10,000.
That'd be wild. That'd actually be wild if one of us got selected.
I know one of us is funnier than Casey Rocket. He's a fucking idiot.
I don't know. Casey Rocket has his, like, I thought he was funny when I first saw him, but after a few times, I'm like, all right, like,
here's my deal is that I feel like I'll go up there with material.
He seems like a really nice guy, though.
That I think kills, and then I'm going to get up there and nobody's going to laugh.
Yeah, that's something is like before you go on Kill Tony, you definitely want to do some comedy shows around the area.
Well, not only comedy shows around the area, but you want to test those things with just like general public. Like you're out at a bar and you just start telling a joke and see how like your friends respond.
Oh, yeah.
That's first and foremost.
Oh, yeah.
Because your friends will be brutally honest and say, that was stupid.
I've done material on you guys all the time. And you haven't even noticed.
You guys,
exactly.
You actually have to sit down and write, though. Like, I don't think anyone can just go up there and be naturally
funny.
You
have to write, yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely have to write. I wouldn't be able to go up there with nothing.
I wonder how much a trip to Austin would be for us to
Not very much. Like, we'd fit right in.
Is it like $100?
Because we're really cool guys. We're going to fit right in.
I would wear these glasses up there.
Oh, I totally would. Yeah.
Yeah. I would wear
really
these
cool guy shit
and be like, I am the new Shark Boy. Or I don't know.
Look at me. Look at me.
That's actually funny.
You walk up and be like, Tony, look at me. Look at me. I'm the cool guy now. Okay.
Yeah. All is there a Lava Girl out there in you know, the
Shark
audience?
Boy and Lava Girl? Fuck yeah.
Give me a Lava Girl up here. Let's fucking go crazy.
Let's fucking have a time, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going to do it for us. What do you say?
Yeah, we can end it there.
I think we're going to end it there. I'm all about it. Also, we'd like to hear your cool guy stories of you being a really cool guy. You can take that however you want. Please send your stories over to our Ask Eagles, or what is it? Ask Eagle Boys?
Yeah.
Ask Eagle Boys @gmail.com. Yep. Be sure to click that link and send us your cool guy stories. We'd love to share it on the air. If you got a really cool guy story, we can keep it anonymous or put your name out there. Totally up to you, depending on how much debaucherous shit you've done.
I don't think I want to put it.
They don't want that anonymous. But
just give us a fake name.
Give us a fake name if you don't. You know what I mean? You know. But regardless, thank you everybody so much for watching. Be sure to subscribe to Patreon, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and we will see you all on the next episode.
See you.
See you, cool guys.